brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, jamming in some more calls. Mike in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good finally talking to you. First-time caller. I'm a CCW card holder in Wisconsin, concealed carry permit.
Sure.
And just want to call and, you know, thank Sheriff Clark and you for standing your ground.
Isn't he a great guy? I mean, it's not, he's just a normal, reasonable, pro-America, pro-freedom person. Wouldn't it be great to have more people like him in government?
And that's basically what I'm calling is we need somebody like him to run for governor for Wisconsin. He comes across as being, like I said, he's honorable.
He comes across as smart and smooth and a constitutionalist. That's exactly what you need.
Yeah, he's honest. And, you know, the people have his back because the Constitution has ours. You know, if you can't get in as a governor, you can always, you know, push, maybe put together the old sheriff's posse again. You know, I have people training with CCWs, volunteer. Because where I'm in Wisconsin, it's all volunteer, like fire departments or anything. Everybody volunteers their time. And they're proud of it.
Aren't volunteer firefighters great people? I know so many of them. And the type of neighbors you can just ask them to help you do anything. They're all excited about it and love doing it. And they just love going out and they get killed all the time working for free to try to help people out. And then when we had a big fires out in Bastrop, mainly because the feds wouldn't let anybody cut some deadwood and some forest, and we had a drought. And they would keep the volunteer fire departments, most of them, from being able to go out there and help people. And FEMA said, you're not real firefighters, even though they drive the trucks and fight the fires and everything. It's just unbelievable. Because, see, they don't want real volunteerism. They want fake federal volunteerism.
Exactly. They don't want people being responsible for themselves and their communities. You know, Alex, forget what the mainstream media says about you. You know, you've been right about everything. I've been listening for 3-4 years. I actually got turned on to you by Glenn Beck mentioning you. And I'm like, who's this Alex Jones guy?
You know, was it a nice thing Glenn Beck said?
No, it happened to be, I think, with FEMA stuff, with FEMA camps.
Oh, saying those don't exist? Oh, man, yeah.
Because I started listening to you, and then he got on to you that, but he'd mentioned you before. And like I said, the more they mention you in the mainstream media, the more people see that this is like a false reality that's being projected on them. You know, maybe...
Well, that's what's a bummer about Glenn. I mean, the fact that they're training for civil unrest, it's in the Army Times, and that they've got the Emergency Centers Act. I mean, it's I sent Glenn all that stuff, is what made me mad, and my listeners did, because he hyped for a month he was going to expose all that in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. And then he got up there and used fake FEMA camps to then discredit everything, and I even predicted that. I don't want to get into a Glenn Beck bashing but thank you so much, Mike. Glad you tuned in. Yeah, we're not right about everything, but we try to be right. I mean, we try to be accurate, and that's a big difference. I get names wrong. I get things backwards sometimes. We all do that. You know, sometimes I step off the front porch and fall flat on my face. We were filming something in there the other day, and I just spilled. I think it's on camera. We were shooting a video in there, and I got up to do something and just fell right over dude was walking. I tripped over his back leg. I think that's on tape. It's going to be pretty funny because I went flying across the floor. I mean, we all make mistakes. The difference is I'm not trying to lie to you, okay? You've got my word, my commitment. I'm trying to really tell you what I believe to be the truth. But we're all fallible. Rob and Mass, last caller, got about 45 seconds.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm over here in Springfield, Massachusetts, and it's one of the largest cities in New England. We had a pretty devastating tornado that came down right here in Main Street. And, you know, I had heard about some things about Bill Gates doing weather modifications and things like that.
Yeah, no, he funds billions in it, yeah.
The area that was devastated, there's some pretty big corporate interest that's being pushed. They want to put some casinos and things like that in there.
Yeah, I noticed they've been saying, and they're not going to let people rebuild. Only big corporations can. That's a telltale sign. But, you know, there's naturally bad weather. But Al Gore says, you know, bad weather's a reason to pay him carbon taxes. I'm sorry I'm out of time. Retransmission is coming up now with the audio streams at Infowars.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 18th day of February 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here today as we are every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I am your host, Alex Jones. And our country is being swallowed and colonized by private, fraudulent, Ponzi scheme manipulating systems that are carrying out massive fraud against the American people and the people of the world. And they are establishing a classical police state with an overlay of high-tech control. They're announcing drones to surveil everyone, checkpoints on the highways, billions of bullets. Warrantless wiretapping that they denied is now open. Secret arrest of citizens, that torture is good, that foreign military runs the Pentagon. Just unbelievable off-the-chart type stuff is being thrown in our face. And at the same time, the establishment collaborator globalist media is running around claiming that none of this is happening, or if it is happening, we're discredited for not liking it. Now, remember, while all of this was being set up, the establishment said none of it was actually happening. Now that it's all being rolled out against us, they're saying it's happening, but that it is a good thing. Now, you'll remember last week a CNN panel said Dorner's alleged murder spree was exciting like a Denzel Washington movie. And on a CNN show called Reliable Sources that routinely attacks yours truly, with the main head of the program being Howard Kurtz, the so-called reporter, we're going to play several clips today of these guys, they say that I have legitimized Dorner as a killer. Now, you know I have been critical of Dorner from day one, and you know this is 180 degrees of what I've actually said. We're going to play this clip coming up. And then I'm going to play CNN on one of their panel shows, one of their pundits, actually saying that Dorner's like a superhero, exciting like a Denzel Washington movie. Those are quotes. So they go out and say this, and then blame yours truly. And it's the same thing with a whole bunch of publications, not just Atlantic Wire, saying that InfoWars.com and Alex Jones said that the United States attacked Russia with kinetic weapons when DA-14 came by, and I believe some of the spurs of the stone meteorite came into the atmosphere. We said the opposite and wrote articles and did video reports saying that it was a hoax. And then it turns out that major publications came out and said that we said the opposite of what we said. There was an AP article, Saturday, that ran in newspapers all over the country and was picked up by Fox News, CNN, you name it, all reported on it, saying that I basically made up 1.6 billion bullets. And they say, well, the conspiracy theorist says this. It's true, sort of, but not really. And then never say I'm wrong or never give the proof. Just list the 1.6 plus billion bullets, but just say it's no big deal. Oh, man, that guy got caught lying. You know, he said he saw a red Volkswagen parked in his driveway, and there's the red Volkswagen. Isn't he discredited? You're like, well, but the red Volkswagen is parked there. I know. Isn't he discredited? You know, that Alex, he said the sun would come up this morning, and did you see it came up? Man, he's really discredited. I mean, their propaganda has now reached cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs level. I don't even get it. It's so bad. And that's why CNN, on average, has about 108,000 viewers. Their top shows, on average, have about 500,000, like Piers Morgan, just because of the time slot it's in. Just about 12, 13, 14 years ago, you can look it up, Larry King had 10 million viewers on many nights. 10 million. 10 million viewers. And now they have 500,000. And so just keep it up, guys. Keep it up saying Alex Jones supports Dorner. We're going to play that clip. Alex Jones says the U.S. attacked Russia with a meteorite or some kind of kinetic weapon. Never said that. Said the Russian government, some of their members of their parliament were saying it, other Duma, and I thought it was not true, and I thought it was a piece of a stone meteorite. And more pieces have come in over Florida, California, Cuba. I guess that's the same chunk they saw in southern Florida, and a bunch of other places. And now California. Did I already say California? And I predicted you'd have spurs around it because that's standard for a big asteroid. And I said, I believe this is all natural and normal. And I'm clear, and no one in my staff wrote an article. No one in the crew wrote an article saying it was a conspiracy theory. We wrote articles picked up by DrudgeReport.com, which then got picked up by the site Zeit because it was one of the top stories in the country that day. They follow trends. And CNN actually linked to it and then demonized it and said, look, Alex Jones, that's another CNN I forgot. I saw that clip last night. I forgot to even send it to the guys. I can't even keep track of this anymore. I mean, it's MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, Fox News demonizing yours truly. saying things about us that aren't true. Now, I've got all this world news, how the mega banks are engineering the collapse, how we can get out of this, how Obamacare is meant to bankrupt people, how the payroll taxes have gone up on the poor, how Obama broke his promises, how he wouldn't raise our payroll taxes, on and on and on. All of this is going on, and it really freaks me out. I'm going to be honest with you, that I'm just here who studied history, studied the globalists, read their own publications. I know their plan. It's public. They operate like you don't exist, and they put it all in publications, but they're all thick, lengthy foreign affairs and Club of Rome and Princeton and MIT and Davos papers, EU papers, British Ministry of Defense papers, Pentagon papers, Rand Corporation papers, and I read this stuff, and it's just all public. How they put poison in the water, how they put it in the food, how they want to feminize men, how they're giving us cancer, how they're going to break up the family, how they're going to have three mega regions. And I just can't take it anymore. I mean, it really gets to me, folks. And I get really stressed out because I have all these brainstorms, and I want to get up here on air and warn you. And then I get up here and I spend most of my time, I'm not complaining, it's the nature of it, just trying to run my operation and manage everything. And I got a great crew who puts up with my crap. And it's just so real for me. Okay? I mean, I can't go to a place and eat, you know, chicken wings and drink beer and have a good time anymore most of the time. I can't unplug from this because I know there's a scientific technocracy that's published thousands of times what they're doing to me and you. And I read stuff they wrote 100 years ago and 50 years ago and 20 years ago and 5 years ago and a week ago, all admitting what they're doing to us. And it's a fact. It isn't my opinion. And they think you're so stupid. Maybe they know something I don't know. I don't think you're that dumb. That they get up there and say, we said the meteor was the U.S. government. And we made up 1.6 billion bullets, but I told the truth. He's a kook, but it's true, but it's a kook. And I'm saying Dorner's a hero. I mean, this is sick. This is sick. And what's happened is people wonder how Nazi Germany could get so crazy, or how Soviet Russia could get so crazy, or Maoist China, or Pol Pot's Cambodia. And it's done by increments what we'll put up with. The corrupt, the insane, the out of control get us to put up with more and more. And now they're like, yeah, we torture people. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you. Yeah, we're running checkpoints. Yeah, we're going to legalize all the illegals. Yeah, we give $85 billion a month in just one form of payment to foreign banks who then just destroy the money. They're not even paying off their debts. They just want to hurt us. And they just take the money and then disappear it. It's not even used to prop up their own derivatives. That's already been written off by them. And they want to make us poor. And here's where they said it. And, you know, Maurice Strong, A Post-Industrial World, Al Gore, you know, CNN, depression is good for the earth because it lowers the carbon footprint. Austerity is a good thing, except for them. And it's so frustrating that they'll sit there on CNN and say Dorner's a superhero because he's an anti-gun person and an Obama supporter, and then they'll spin it back around the next day. This is Friday, and I watched and just found the clip. It's going up at InfoWars.com, and it really freaks me out. Not that they're even going after me. The fact that they're trying to discredit me right now, first they ignore you, then they attack you, then you win. Of course, that's sometimes first they ignore you, then they attack you, then they assassinate you. They're trying to assassinate my character, and if that doesn't work, folks, they will set me up. But don't think I lose in that, okay? I win by engaging the enemy. But just understand, these are dirtbags, okay? These are people who work for foreign megabanks who want to destroy this country and our future and disarm you and take your pension funds. And by the way, that's being announced now. And they are sitting there cold-bloodedly put on these shows because they will make outlandish statements like, I support and am helping Chris Dorner kill people. I'm going to play that clip coming up. That's how stupid they think you are. And let me tell you something. The media whores, the globalist prostitutes over at CNN. Let me explain something to you. Your butt's hanging out in clear view of everybody, okay? This show that did this has a couple hundred thousand viewers, a literal shadow of its former self, because only the dumbest of the dumb are watching you and believing you. And I guess that's why you've tailored it down to them, saying Alex Jones is helping Chris Dorner. Alex Jones is creating a climate like this. This guy was a statist, out-of-control Obama worshiper, and you say... Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wolf linen blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. The establishment media always likes to phrase socialist and collectivist as the renegades, but in truth, the mega rich in the last 150 years have always funded, on record, the socialists to be the renegades, to collectivize wealth, to make sure there's a big centralized government that can easily be bought off and controlled. Generally, because the globalists finance the revolution, and then if the centralized government doesn't play ball, they can simply pay off officers of the system under that dictator to take them out. And that's why the globalists favor a centralized authoritarian system. And that's what Carol Quigley wrote in his seminal 1,100-plus page book, Tragedy and Hope, while at Georgetown working for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group. By the way, we sell the book at InfoWarsShop.com if you're a reader and actually want to read how things work, how their plan was to make the left and right look different each election, but in the outcome there be very little difference, so they own both candidates. Okay, let's stop right there. If you notice up at drudgereport.com right now, it talks about massive increases in the price of gas in the last 32 days. It's been rising straight, 51 cents on average nationally, 2 months in a row. And the question is, why is this happening? The dollar is being devalued. That's why 15 years ago, fuel was, what, less than a dollar a gallon, and now on average it's almost $4. Some areas it's as much as $5.99. If you also look at drudgereport.com, everybody's favorite news site, right in the middle column, red linked, Homeland Security advances plan for public safety drones. And that is one of our top stories I'm going to get to after media demonization in the next segment. And it's simply Paul Watson writing about Homeland Security announcing what we wrote about a year ago. What was it? Actually, back in February of last year, we shoot another story on this. We wrote about Homeland Security announcing the plan to launch 30,000 drones in the FAA, $46 million of funding by the year 2020, phasing them in starting in 2013, and how they were already using drones to arrest cattle rustlers in North Dakota and using drones to surveil coal power plants and other things. And so we wrote an article. Kurt Nemo wrote an article. So did Paul. And the media came out and said, there is no drones. There are no drones. Alex Jones is insane. Of course, it's always Alex Jones is insane. Or Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist making this up. It was Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson just writing off the Federal Register and announcements. I mean, that's where we go get the news. Okay, let's go see how many more 100 million bullets they bought. Okay, they bought another 100 million 2 days ago. We missed that. We'll write an article. You know, I mean, this is not rocket science. And then they come out and say it doesn't exist. And the reason I'm covering this is, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe 5-6 years ago, it was about a 2. Now the attacks are at about a 9. Every day, what they call the mainstream news, the media whores reading off teleprompters, get more crazy. And I predicted this last week. I said, they will blame us for Dorner somehow, and they will say that we are conspiracy theorists, just using that term. That we are conspiracy theorists for saying that the police said, burn that mother effer down, burn that house down. Okay, we placed the burners. Okay, they're on fire. We have a fire. Good. Mission completed. Those are quotes. Mission completed. Okay, we have the burners. We placed them. We've ignited them. They're on fire. We have fire. There is a fire. The walls are collapsing. Mission accomplished. That's the full quote. Mike Adams had an article over the weekend at naturalnews.com saying, how do you know if you're in a trance or not? And it's a test. You know, you watch this video, you hear them say all this, six different videos now saying similar things, and the media tells you you didn't just hear them burn it down. I mean, this has reached total, complete delusional levels. And sure enough, they've come out and said they didn't burn it down and that I made it up. And that aids Dorner. We're going to play that clip coming back in the next segment. And then we'll get into all the other news. But this is the type of over-the-top bizarreness that we're talking about. And the thing is, it's getting worse. And people that are acclimated and have gotten where they accept it, they'll buy anything now. They'll go along with anything. incredible. I mean, it's like telling a three-year-old Santa Claus exists and they believe it because they trust you. But you see, there's less and less people that trust CNN and MSNBC, which are absolute merchants of deception. And they think you're idiots. We're going to play those clips when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
All right, Alex Jones here back live. Thank you for joining us. So Lauren Ashburn of the Daily Beast is on CNN, and she says, well, you know what, the problem here is what's backing up and making Dorner a hero is not CNN. 2 days before, on Wednesday, this was Friday, one of their pundits saying, you know, the guy's turning into a hero. We're going to play that clip in a moment. No, this woman from the Daily Beast, where Buzz Bissinger comes from, I guess that's a division of Newsweek, isn't it? Yeah, and he's over at BuzzFeed. He contributes to them, saying I should be shot on Piers Morgan. And then the daughter of Ambassador Huntsman agrees and says, ooh, Piers, you can wear a uniform, baby. And he's like, ooh, yeah, I will. I mean, what a bunch of weirdos. Somebody says, we ought to shoot Alex Jones. Yeah. You could wear a uniform, Pierce. Yeah, I could. I mean, what weirdo? Who has that on the top of their mind? Yeah, you could wear it. See, they get off on the power of the state, putting on the power of the state. These are statists. These are sickos. The last thing, if I was talking about killing somebody, I'd do is, A, talk about killing somebody, and B, I wouldn't say, I'll wear a uniform to do it. If I'm going to kill somebody, I don't wear the uniform of righteousness and self-defense, and it's not something I'm happy I have to do. But I will do it with as much proficiency as I can, and I certainly am not going to talk about it, Buzz Bissinger, but that's because you don't have the will to kill people. You want the police and military to go out and bring in your tyranny and do it for you, the useful idiot of the New World Order. You better hope the New World Order doesn't come in, you little Prozac head. He admits he's on a bunch of psychotropics and says he's mentally ill now to defend himself why he wanted to be killed. See, he's so crazy, he doesn't want anybody else to have guns because he's so neurotic and weird, he doesn't have any control. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. So I've got AP, I've got Atlantic Wire, I'm a conspiracy theorist about the bullets. Not that they're buying them, I'm just still bad to be worried about it. The arms build up. I said that the U.S. attacked Russia. I didn't say that. I said that was a conspiracy theory and made up, and it looked like a stone meteorite to me. We wrote articles clearly debunking it. Doesn't matter, just say we did it. We've got CNN saying I supported Dorner. And I'm helping make him a folk hero. We're going to play that in a minute. While they're the ones 2 days before actually saying that. And the guy is an Obama supporter on record who believes only the government should have guns, but he's out kidnapping and killing people. And the problem is we'll never know if that's 100% true, even though it looks like it's a real story, because who would come up with something like that that discredits the system? You can tell when something's scripted. They had the script day one. This script was all over the place. A lot of other points, but they burned him alive and said they'd burn him. And so I'm aiding him because my lying ears and lying eyes saw them and heard them say they burn it down. See, common sense is the enemy. It's like Rod Serling wrote that Twilight Zone episode, The Obsolete Man. And they call him in, and the guy's a librarian. They're getting rid of books. And getting rid of knowledge. That's what centralized systems always do in their final phase, is logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. And that's what Rod Serling wrote. And it's true. I remember watching The Obsolete Man when I was a little kid in Dallas. You know, they had reruns on TV. And it's, you know, Rod Serling fought in World War II. He was a commando. Now, he was a patriot. He was anti-tyrant. Now I've gone back and pulled up old news articles with Rod Serling criticizing tyranny in the U.S. Just a great guy before he died of lung cancer. And, you know, he saw coming a million miles away what I saw 1,000 miles away. What I saw 20 years ago and got involved politically and got on air 17 years ago in 1995, now I guess a little more than 17 years ago, almost 18 years ago. Rod Serling saw it a million miles away. But I guess not really, because he'd been in the middle of it and experienced it in Europe, like my grandfather did. And then I saw the tyranny 1,000 miles away, and now the tyranny is in our living room. And it's sitting on us. And people are like, well, I can learn to let it sit on me. Folks, it's not going to sit on you forever. It's going to eat you like a cave troll eats a hobbit. Like a piece of mutton. We've got to get these people back in the box. We've got to get control of the situation. We've got to get them to back down and back off. Because I'm here to tell you, I've studied tyrants, I've studied history. They're not going to make it. They're not going to get this done the way they want. Okay? 9 times out of 10, tyrannies end up taking over, but then wanting to dominate everything. The same control freak instinct that got them into power is what undoes them. Because now they're in power, they should just sit back and lay back. But see, they don't want to do that. They want control of everything. They want to impoverish people because it makes them feel good. They don't want the wealth just to be comfortable and to be able to do cool things and create things and help others and see their ideas manifest. That's what's fun about wealth, if you're a good person. They use wealth as a tool of control, and they don't like seeing you having it. Intellectual wealth, physical health wealth, spiritual wealth, sexual wealth. They don't like it. They don't like it. They don't like it. They don't like it. Sleeping Beauty, the evil queen, the witch queen up on the mountaintops, got her own palace, her own servants, but she's unhappy. And she doesn't like watching the little happy kingdom down the hill down the hill in the valley with all the happy people and all the good things. It sounds like nails on a chalkboard to her. And so she comes down there to sow poison and to sow pain and to put the spirit of liberty and the spirit of ingenuity and the spirit of renewal into a deep sleep. But it takes a prince who's willing to ride into the dark forest and face the dangers to kiss beauty, to kiss liberty, and to reaffirm the covenant and to release the spirit of creation. God is there waiting, but God is not like the destroyer, the devil, the deceiver. God gives us free will. We have to choose. We have to choose to hear the voice. And then we have to go on the quest. See, all the children's fables and parables are actually allegories to real life. You must first conquer yourself, and then you must conquer the New World Order. The entire Bible, but all cultural history, is about the individual who is good, not wanting to stand up, not wanting power, but having to stand up and having to take power from the evil to defeat it. And that's where we stand. We've got to get up off the couch, get off the porch, move over, little dog. The big dog's coming to town. In fact, we have that Hank Williams song somewhere. Can we come back out of the next break playing Move Over Little Dog, Big Dog? I forget the name of the actual song. We've actually got it in the computer. But we have to realize we're the big dog, and we have to act like the big dog, because the little dog knows he's the little dog, and he doesn't like a big dog. You're like, well, I'll let the little dog run things. Little dog don't want you to just sit there. Little dog wants you dead. Little dog wants to run you off a cliff. Little dog isn't going to sit there looking at you much better than him. Little dog wants you dead. You get that straight? Big dog got to act like big dog. Big dog got to be big dog. Or big dog going to be dead dog. You got that? Move over, little dog. Big dog's coming in. It's either big dog or it's tyranny under little dog. You either be the big dog or you live under little dog. And little dog wants to do one thing, piss on you all day. Excuse me, I just only waited to break that down, ladies and gentlemen. Does it make sense? And I hear an amen out there. All right. All right. Listen, it's a real sign of desperation, CNN. And again, I don't normally. We're in the news every day, newspapers, TV. But I don't, maybe one out of 20 times I actually cover stuff. The website covers stuff about half the time. But I rarely cover things about us. By rarely, it's pretty much every couple of days. But it's rare one out of 20 times or so to cover it. It's just coming to such a head right now. It's coming to such a head right now that we know we're hurting them bad. And we know CNN and MSNBC are official White House mouthpieces, so is Media Matters, and they are just savaging yours truly. They're savaging things like DrudgeReport.com because they know that's what's hitting them. They know out of the whole spectrum of resistance that what's really finding the chink in the armor, what's really finding the missing scales on the belly of this snake, are people that just call it like it is. You're a bunch of paramilitary thugs, wannabe thugs, trying to get our military and police to act like that, a bunch of globalists trying to conquer us. And the fact that my talking points, which are just the truth, the historical prima facie open truth, are now making their way into other publications, other talk shows. Paul Craig Roberts had an article last week about it. It already happened here. The tyranny did come here. He had another article out today with America, a colonized country by the globalists, by the megabanks. And again, it's not just Paul Craig Roberts. It's hundreds of other shows I hear, I run into on talk radio. It's media. I mean, really, people are starting to get it. I hear people in restaurants talking who don't even know who I am about, you know, it's the mega rich that are actually trying to shut things down to take over and consolidate it. I'm starting to hear that all over the place. And it's game over for the occupiers when people figure out, hey, why are we paying $85 billion to foreign banks, not even our debt every month, but then we're being told we got to raise our taxes to pay off debt that isn't ours? As soon as that begins to happen, it's game over, folks. And as soon as people don't believe the system anymore, it won't matter if the globalists nuke a city and say patriots did it. No one's going to buy it. No one's going to line up and go along with it. See, they're losing their hoax power. And they're listening right now. This is freaking them out that we know they're killers. We know they stage Fast and Furious. We know they staged other events. We know they're running Al-Qaeda and living in Syria. We know they killed the ambassador to cover up the missile shipments. We know. And they're like, what do we do? This crazy Texan will just tell it like it is. He doesn't care if we kill him. The truth is, I absolutely do care. I don't want to die. I love life so much. It's just, but I'm a lot more concerned about you guys winning and hurting a lot of innocent people than I am about my own life. So, but that's why I get so angry at you. And that's why I'm asking listeners to get angry at these people. These are usurper criminals running all over us in our face, and they're a joke. They're a fraud. Now, let's start going to these clips. Here's the first one. CNN pundit says Alex Jones turned Dorner into a hero. And they're talking about the piece 2 days before where one of their pundits, CNN panel, Dorner's alleged murder spree, exciting like Denzel Washington movie. They're saying, you know, he was wrong to say that. So they're backtracking, and then they spin it and go, well, it's Alex Jones saying they burned him up. He's the one making Dorner a hero. All I'm doing is hearing six different tapes, different feeds, different tapes. We played three or four of them. We've got to play all six. Where they're like, burn that house down. Burn down the house. Okay, bring the fire. Okay, we've got the burners. Okay, they're in place. Okay, there is fire. Okay, walls collapsing. Mission complete. I mean, that'd be like if Humvees were pulling up to a house shooting, and they said, swing those 50s around. Take out that house. Take out those shooters. And you think they kill the shooters and then go, we didn't shoot anybody. They're like, what are you talking about? I mean, it'd be like if they said shotgun formation and called out the plays and you saw the shotgun formation. You didn't just see a shotgun formation. I mean, they talk to you. I know I keep marveling about this. I just, it's so amazing. And to know that I predicted it, not because it's hard. It's so elementary how they attack because they know their audience. Only the dumbest of the dumb. Suspended disbelief. Rubes, suckers, idiots, morons, smucks, marks, fools, twits. What's other words for just totally stupid, gullible, useful idiots, willfully ignorant, pathetic losers, begging to be conned? I just don't understand the religion of being conned and reveling in your ignorance. Let's go to the clip. What's this idiot's name again? You remember everything, CJ. Yeah, Leah, Lauren Ashburn. Let's. No. We're not going to pay Professor Mark Lamont first. We're going to play CNN pundit say Alex Jones turned Dorner into a hero. Okay, let's go ahead and play that clip right now.
But just briefly, well, Kelly, I've got to have a minute. Do we in the media, are we giving too much attention to his views when he is a mass murderer?
Look, I believe that the media always gives too much attention to the criminals and not enough attention to the victims. I mean, how many of us can actually name, say, the full first and last names of the people that were victims of this man? And that's a tragedy. And I think that's the failure of the media. But the thing I will say that I think is a larger story here, Howard, is that these types of stories really feed into the sort of paranoia of the fringe right, of the people of the Alex Jones of the world. When you have this whole debate about the audio that I know that has been covered about whether or not the LAPD had planned to burn this man out. And unfortunately, that's what sort of gives credence to people to say, aha, see, I told you so. The mainstream media and the LAPD, they're not giving us the full information. That's what gives credence and credibility and makes heroes out of people like Chris Dorner. Right. That's the tragedy of the way this was covered, I believe.
All right, Kelly Goff and Will Cain, very lively discussion this morning.
Yeah, that's Kelly Goff saying that. So the fact that my lying eyes and lying ears saw and heard them over and over again say, burn him up, burn the house down, and then they do it, and their answer is, listen, you're a conspiracy theorist and you're helping Dorner. When it's CNN, another panel with the Daily Beast people, saying things like this, let's go ahead and go to the clip from 2 days earlier on CNN. Chris Dorner is like watching Django getting revenge or Denzel Washington movie. Here it is.
there's no waste here, though. I mean, this has been an important public conversation that we've had about police brutality, about police corruption, about state violence. I mean, there were even talks about making him the first domestic drone target. I mean, this is serious business here. I don't think it's been a waste of time at all. And as far as Dorner himself goes, he's been like a real-life superhero to many people. Now, don't get me wrong. What he did was awful. Killing innocent people is bad. But when you read his manifesto, when you read the message that he left, he wasn't entirely crazy. He had a plan and a mission here, and many people aren't rooting for him to kill innocent people. They're rooting for somebody.
You know what? Yeah, they're rooting for somebody they see is going after corruption, was what he went on to say. You can see the video up at InfoWars.com. But the point is that if you see a cop beat somebody and then you criticize it and get fired, that's wrong. Sue, go to the media, whatever. Didn't do any of that. If you believe the official story. And then you go out and you shoot somebody's daughter that's not even in the police force to get at them. Man, that's as low as it gets. And I got criticized, massive criticism, not really from our audience, but some of the YouTube people and others, where like, how dare you side with the pigs and things like that. You know, I don't just demonize a whole group and say they're pigs. I demonize bad behavior because it demonizes itself. And the system wants a divide and conquer. They want the police against the people and the people against the police. They don't want us waking the police up. They want to have this civil war. But just because he was an Obama supporter, then it's okay to kill cops. I guarantee you, if one of my listeners killed cops, well, they tried to blame me before. When some guy who hated me, some white supremacist, killed cops up in Pittsburgh, within hours of the shooting, they blamed me, and it turned out the guy hated me, and within 2 hours of having his computer, they said, well, he visited InfoWars, it was Alex Jones' fault. Again, why do they want to frame me? Why do they want to set us up? More of these clips straight ahead. We'll get into DHS, Advances Plan for Public Safety Drones. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving.
We are back live. There's Hank Williams, the legend.
This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than...
Doghouse, that's one of the new houses in San Francisco or New York where they're going to tax you at such a rate. You can only live in a doghouse size Gen 21 home. I want to get to this other clip. I never played this because I didn't see it. There were literally probably 30, 40 shows on CNN alone where over and over again they demonized me after Piers Morgan. But the same show, reliable disinformation, reliable fraud, reliable sources by Howard Kurtz. He's the main host and, I guess, producer of the show, the head honcho. They played clips of where I'd been on Piers Morgan and then went on to imply, oh, I'm discrediting. We shouldn't even have people like him on. But it's discrediting. And you know, he doesn't represent the gun owners. Why would they have me back on if it's so discrediting? The truth is that it discredited them and just said, look, you want the guns. Stop saying you don't want them. And it shows, though, how they're all about dictating reality. They say what's credible. They control the strictures of reality. They sit on the mountain like Moses, and they give out the law. And then CNN said Alex Jones is a kook and a 9/11 truther. All I ever pointed out is NORAD stood down, and the government brought the al-Qaeda members in and protected them, and that was in mainstream news, just like they run al-Qaeda today. I said that 9/11 is being used to take the public's rights not to fight al-Qaeda. That's what I said. But let's go ahead and play the same reliable sources that says that I'm promoting Dorner. Total lie. You know it's a lie. They don't source anything. They just lie to you, thinking you're stupid. Here they are yet again. And so we're discrediting these fraudsters. Here it is.
How did Piers Morgan handle Alex Jones?
Badly. The question really is did anyone at CNN or on Piers Morgan's show ever see or hear Alex Jones before they booked him on the show?
Why do you say badly? He let him have his say, and Alex Jones, views were on display.
He got steamrolled. Piers Morgan thought he was going to have an Oxford debating style debate about gun control.
You really think so?
Well, he kept saying it on the air, as a matter of fact. And Alex Jones doesn't play by those
Piers
rules.
Piers Morgan always interrupts.
Alex Jones is a monologist. He will go on and on and on.
Right,
and
but what Piers Morgan said, he was interviewed on CBS.
Yeah,
is
monologuing
that,
on your lies.
He says that you expose the ridiculousness, in his view, he's an advocate on this issue of gun control, the ridiculousness of people like Alex Jones by putting them on the air, letting them rant and rave. He said, you know, this has been viewed 5 million times on YouTube. It certainly has gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's right. And it's been great for Alex Jones. I'm sure that his ratings on his radio show will go up tremendously as a result of it.
Not really.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Can I disagree a little bit? I actually would say that if you're examining this as a contest between who got to say more words, then yes, Alex Jones won. If you're examining this as a contest between who came across looking more sane, then Piers Morgan won. And I have to say, I've heard from a lot of people who aren't Piers Morgan fans, who never thought he was sane before, who say begrudgingly, like, I'm mad at Alex Jones because he made me have to defend and like and cheer for Piers Morgan.
That's enough. That's good. We're going to play more of it later after I get into the main news and take your calls. There's a bunch of other news. But they tried to put that spin out. This discredits them, but then now they don't want to air the clips anymore. They don't want to have me on because I called their bluff. Our forebears went and shot and killed people that tried to take their guns. They rode down the street saying, get your guns, start killing people. Now, I get up there and I say, hey, you want our guns, don't lie. They've introduced all the legislation. Stop lying. You want the guns. I'm like Paul Revere, but Paul Revere totally wimpy. Not saying kill people. I'm like, hey, wake up, you're a fraud. It did wake people up. Now we're winning the gun debate. That's a big part of it, calling it like it is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.